بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. Most of you have probably heard the story about Malik-e Ashtar. Malik-e Ashtar was a brave, strong commander in Imam Ali's, peace be upon him, army. He was a strong arm for the commander of the faithful. That is who Malik-e Ashtar was. He was walking in Kufa. This story apparently took place in Kufa. When a young boy who didn't recognize him saw him and started to ridicule him. Maybe his clothes or his turban were in a way that seemed funny to the boy. The boy ridiculed him and laughed. He, Malik, didn't say anything and left. After he had passed by and left, someone asked the boy if he knew who he had just ridiculed. The boy said, no. He told the boy, that was Malik-e Ashtar. The boy became frightened and said, now that I have treated Malik-e Ashtar in such a way, what will he do to me or my family? What should I do? The man said, go apologize to him. The boy went looking for him to find him and to apologize. He saw Malik-e Ashtar go into a mosque and become busy with praying. The boy waited for his prayer to finish. Then the boy went up to him and said, sir, I am sorry. I didn't recognize you. I was rude to you. Please forgive me. Malik-e Ashtar said, I came to this mosque and performed 2 rakat of prayers to pray for you. After all, a young person who acts in such a rude way requires prayers, and we should pray for him, he said. I came here to pray for you. See, this is the type of man that Malik-e Ashtar was.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The higher your military rank and power, the humbler and more compassionate you should be. Having authority is not in conflict with being polite. Authority is not in conflict with kindness. You heard how this gentleman spoke about a young man who took part in a sedition. He then went to prison, was pardoned, and came out of prison. Rahiyan-e Noor, religious caravans that traveled to the former battlefields of Iran-Iraq War to narrate the events of that time for the younger generation, started their trips, and he joined a group not for the sake of seeing the battlefields but to go sightseeing. He decided he would just go to walk around. When he went there, the narrator describes the events of the Sacred Defense, spoke a few words, and the young man started crying and sobbing loudly. He cried saying that what I did in the sedition was dishonorable.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost, you guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guide me from all.